Tony Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing. Radio X.
Welcome to the Johnny Vaughan 4 till 7 thang podcast. This week, there's crystal ball gazing from the team as we try to make predictions for the coming year in our new feature.
His 2020 vision.
I know George Benson at his best. Also, we discover Britain's secret van army is actually pretty handy with a gun. That's staple, nail or glue. And Gavin has a revolutionary ref making bookings in his heroic little slot. Enjoy.
Radio X.
Happy New Year to you all. I'm Johnny Vaughan. Just back, actually, from an extended tour of duty in Amsterdam. I only went there for New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
I was staying 6 days.
Yeah, I saw you the Sunday before. You said you were going to pop over there, mate.
Yeah, that's literally what I was going to do.
For a day.
Yeah.
That's a proper lost week.
It really was.
Wow.
Well, have you noticed how... few memories I have.
Yeah, you've in 6 days you don't have a lot to say for yourself.
It's difficult to know. No, I can't make a good account of myself.
No, but it sounds like you had the same day every day.
It felt like that, Gav. It felt like that.
Like Groundhog Day.
Yeah, but it was really good Groundhog Day.
I bet, yeah.
That's why I think I kept staying. I just couldn't break
out. It was that good.
I was thinking, well, why go back to London? Why return to London? Mm. Why?
Yeah.
Why would I?
Good point.
Why?
Should we start doing the show?
No, from I'm just
Holland?
Saying, but I suddenly thought, why would I? I've got a really nice room here, except for one problem with the room. It only got BBC One, BBC Two, which is obviously bad.
Yeah.
And then it had a channel that was a kids' channel that then changed over to movies at sort of the 7 o'clock threshold,
right.
Which was really good because they had a triple bill of The Hangover, all three.
Oh, wow.
But can I just suggest to the good people of Sky that they start to do triple bill channels?
Oh, yeah.
Other than just
Great
Star Wars.
Great idea.
But everyone knows, 7 o'clock at night, now you get they're showing all of them.
Yeah.
So you can just watch them all. Because they then did it with The Matrix as well. And it's really interesting watching those get worse.
Did you? I was going to say, did you sit through them all?
No. I got halfway through Reloaded, remembered what happened.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, God, no, this
yeah,
is...
So
don't tell me. This time he stops more bullets.
Mr.
Life
Anderson.
Is too short. Yeah. Mr.
No, but Matrix Reloaded, not that it's part of my... I intended this as part of the New Year's Eve shtick. But there's that moment when the guy, whatever he's called, Mr. Anderson.
Yeah.
He just sort of multiplies.
Mm.
And he's having a fight with millions of them.
That's right, yeah.
And so Neo just flies off.
Yep. Yeah, that's right, yeah.
I was like, well, I'd have done that at the start.
Yeah.
If you've got the power of flight, mate, get out of there.
I always think that about Daffy Duck when he's getting chased by Elmer Fudd.
Yeah.
Just take off.
Take off, yeah. Yeah, right, good point. Well, it's the same here. And it's obviously the scriptwriter thinking, no, he's got to fight more and more and more just so they can show us, like... What?
Yeah.
A guy using sort of stiffly and weirdly. And then he flies off. Anyway, but when that wasn't operational, so I'm down at BBC One, BBC Two, two Dutch sports channels. That's actually quite good. I quite enjoy just watching hours of bobsleigh and stuff.
What, and handball?
But then, no, there's no handball.
Okay.
But I don't know how it slipped through. They had CBS Justice.
What is that?
Basically, Chuck Norris. He is the face of CBS Justice. And the
just
was,
Chuck Norris movies.
Yeah, but I was really gutted because on my last day, I went back to the room to chill for a bit, to do what I call deep chilling.
Is that asleep?
I was deep chilling.
It's a siesta.
And exactly. It's a siesta extreme. And it was an extreme siesta. It's about 19 hours. And I got to, there's an episode where Phil and Kim, or whatever they're called, two of the other Rangers, get married.
Right.
I have no idea.
You're talking about Walker, Texas Walker. Ranger, yeah.
Oh, okay.
The eyes of the Rangers are about. When you find yourself singing along, and he doesn't even sing in it.
No.
Because Chuck sings the theme tune.
Does he?
Produced by his brother, that show.
I didn't know that.
Chuck Lewis, real name.
This is all getting very Stallone.
Chuck Lewis, real name. Chuck Norris, real name Carlos.
Yes.
Incidentally.
Named after his dad's favourite priest.
I don't believe that.
That's true.
Anyway. He's got the Norris. He's got no time for religion. Just want to kick ass. Anyway, the point is, I was halfway through an episode. You know, it's one of those ones to be continued. You know, when they're really throwing it all on the end of the season,
yeah,
kind of thing. And it was to be continued because Chuck's missus, well, the woman he's going to marry, you know, she gets shot,
right?
And I think, God, what's going to happen here?
Yeah,
and I've run out of holiday. Anyway, I wake up this morning. I'm just going through the channels, and after the Yesterday channel featuring Jamie Theakston looking for the Knights Templar, suddenly I see CBS Justice, and it's the next part.
No,
yeah. Yeah. I got part two today. She's all right, everybody. Relax.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing. Radio X.
Have you come straight from the gym because you're quite pumped up right
now? He is. Really,
you see how steamed up the window is?
Yeah.
Wow.
Fantastic. check the bad boys.
It's a proper grunter's gym.
I got these for Christmas. This is Christmas,
but they're already too small.
I know.
That's weird, isn't it?
No, I wanted them like that.
Man, look at the chafe on his thighs.
No, but if you look at the seam on the end there, look how that almost looks like it's made of feathers.
Oh, wow.
That's unbelievable.
So I got that for Christmas. Some really nice, some badass rebel flag.
Lifting trousers.
Some more for your collection.
Yeah. I just like them. No, I tell you why the rebel thing came about.
Because
when I first started doing gangalogics, getting some big gains.
Yeah, sure.
I used to do to Billy Idol.
Right.
Sure.
The Rebel Yell.
Rebel Yell, yeah.
And because it really gets the crowd going, particularly younger members of the crowd, they just love it.
They do,
and everyone starts clapping like that. Anyway, Sons, what did you get for Christmas that you're particularly pleased with?
My big coat that I showed you yesterday.
Which
massive
we all tried on.
Fur coat.
That is a hell of a coat.
Faux fur coat, yeah. I should say. Fake fur coat. And it's a bear. It's a big bear.
It is. It's 70s après ski.
Yes. It looks really good.
Thanks.
Gav, what would you say you were most pleased with?
Yet another pair of Superstars.
Nice.
This time with a blue kind of suede stripe.
I've got an original pair of shell toes with a blue stripe.
Have you?
They're a bit big for me, actually. For
wow.
That kind of thing. But I got them in. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Little sigh.
You've done very well.
What
did you get, Sam? Did you give me the cash?
So maybe some shares in Panama.
Was it a bit of art, Simon?
Lovely
was it a bit of
a
sorry,
yes. Some nice jewellery. Yes.
Simon married very well last year.
Yes.
It could have been a nice brooch, something like that.
Maybe a family piece.
Heirloom.
My mother wore her best brooch when she went up there. This was my Nadar's brooch, Your Honour, Sir MacDonald.
It was passed down through family.
It was passed down through family, but, you know, because they were very well-to-do, you know. They had a house in Harrogate.
Sir Greville.
They were in Harrogate, very smart folk.
What did you get?
Sorry,
what did
you get?
A good shoe cleaning kit.
What?
No. Oh, wow.
Awesome. So
that's a proper gift.
Yeah. Who got you that?
Was it Sir Greville?
Was it Sir Greville?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Well, your dad got you that?
No.
Right, Sir Greville. Really? Okay, sorry.
Wow.
Hey, is that all he got you? Bloody shoe cleaning kit.
Yeah, but it's the best.
What's he saying to you there, lad? Is he saying you're a shoe shine boy?
He's sending you a message.
What do you do? Leave his shoes outside your room? No, it's not good enough, Simon. And what did you get him? What did you get for them?
What did I get them? Oh, a photo of me.
Done him. Hence the shoe cleaning kit.
Yes, yeah, right. Definitely.
I'll do the same.
Did they give you a footman's jacket as well at the same time?
No. Very funny.
Is your blazer still at the dry cleaner?
Johnny, what did you get for Christmas?
Okay, so I got some really nice shoes, I really like, but my daughter got me some socks. I really need some socks. I got these the comfiest socks ever, Gav.
Yes, I'm interested in this.
They're a mirror. I know, I have such trouble because I've got huge calves.
Sure.
Is anything that is really tight around the calf?
Sure.
So I got these ones that are very loose. They're like a weight train. They're for weight training.
Do they hold their position, though?
Yeah, they're really good.
They don't go
really
under the arch.
They stop deep vein thrombosis, which is really important when you're on the amount of steroids
I
am.
Sure.
But you know what? I recalled a while ago that when I was a kid, I was thinking about great presents I've had. When I got given one year a Peugeot racing bike for Christmas, which was really annoying. My dad wouldn't let me take the mudguards on because they're built-in dynamos.
And you've got to take them.
No, but not only that, he wouldn't let me have it at Christmas because my school report was so bad.
You're kidding?
No, I had to wait till Easter.
But he held it in lieu of better behaviour.
Yeah, fully naughty listed. I just wonder, has anyone else had a present actually held back?
That's actually
behavior?
Quite sad.
Really sad.
See little Johnny on Christmas Day with no present.
Staring at his bike, sniffing.
No. Do you know what's really, even worse? I was allowed to go up to the attic to see it.
No.
Yeah. And that, John, will be yours at Easter if things get better. Yeah, I'm not kidding. So I just wondered, 83936, if...
I think you're the only one, Johnny.
Please help me. Am I a crazed loner?
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Yes. Thank God I'm not a crazed loner. I was just wondering if I'm the only person ever to have a Christmas present withheld like bad behaviour. It wasn't this year, obviously. That'd be extraordinary.
Yeah, your dad's not going to buy you a present this year.
I had that kind of grip over my life still. My dad bought me a car when I was learning to drive. And the day I had my test, I came home excited, raring to go. And drive with my mates. after passing, only for my dad to tell me he'd sold the car, as he thought I'd fail. And wanted me to get a safer car when I did. I buy into that. Get your kids old Volvos. I had to wait over a week to be able to drive. Bonus was he got me a Golf GTI. Ooh, instead of a Renault 5. I had a Renault 5. That's mine. That's one of my, that's the first car I ever rolled in a ditch.
Wasn't it a Renault 4?
It was a Renault 5.
Blue
and what's extraordinary, I'd rolled it into a ditch
while
my dad was out for lunch with my granddad, who he'd bought it off. And they hadn't exchanged cash yet.
No.
And the guy who's in the passenger seat, my mate Sam, it was a snowy day.
Those cars were prone to roll too, weren't they?
Yeah. No, Gav, this went into a ditch. It would roll when there's no ground underneath it.
That's your problem
there, matey.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, I don't want to hip you to the whole thing of...
Sure.
Anyway, my mate Simon said you need to do anti-lock steering training.
Right.
I just passed the test. So I went off in this Renault 5. It looked like a gold tooth, this car.
Right, yeah.
And it's that colour. Yeah. Quite a cheap gold tooth. And 4-carat.
Yeah.
And I was going down this country road, and my granddad had just dropped it off. It was my granny's old car.
So it was
car.
Your first go
yeah.
in it?
Yeah. Yeah, it was my first go in it, yeah. So my granddad, it just happened to mate of his words, unsafe. You wanted to do some anti-lock stuff there. So my granddad went out for lunch with my dad.
Yeah.
They hadn't exchanged cash, which is always a shocking thing in our family.
Yeah.
They're terrible. And I took it for this truck, and my friend just put the handbrake on, and each time I was doing the thing. And then on the way back... We did a few of those, and it was fine.
It was slippy out.
Yeah, it was icy, absolutely sheet ice on the road. It was snowy, it was really snowy.
In a front-wheel drive, soft-sprung Renault.
Yeah, exactly right. No, front-wheel drive's better for that. But
yeah,
anyway,
I suppose, yeah.
So then on the way back, I was speeding along quite happily, and then he just randomly puts the handbrake on without any warning.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
What are you doing? And he goes, well, the ice wouldn't give a warning. And we just went up the verge, and then suddenly out of nowhere, this enormous ditch, like a sort of World War I trench opened out.
Wow.
The car just thumped in on its side. Next thing I saw, I was down on the ground. Next thing I saw, I just looked up and saw his big arse going out the window going, fire! It might catch fire! He was panicking. Luckily, his girlfriend ran a tow truck business. Her family had a local tow truck. We were able to get a tow truck there in 4 minutes, yeah?
Yeah.
Because he just got someone else out of the ditch.
Still at lunch with his dad.
My dad's still at lunch with his dad, yeah? By the time my dad's got home, yeah? We're back in the drive in exactly the place we were with the whole front just completely stoved in, like the whole half of it. They're like, and my dad's going, well, I don't know how we're going to pay this one now, Dad. He's talking to his dad. He goes, what do you mean? He goes... Well, it's damaged, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, look at it. I mean,
that's
the state of it.
It's going to reduce the cost.
Radio X.
Gavin, I read something. It's very rare I'll do anything from a letter.
Sure.
But this is a letter to the Metro.
Okay.
Today. And it's made me so angry.
Okay.
Go on.
And I want you to try and think why. Are you ready?
Okay.
See into my mind.
Right.
Okay.
My wife and I have recently started enjoying your crosswords.
Right.
Someone's written to the Metro.
Okay.
Pete, via email.
Go on.
Apparently. My wife and I have recently started enjoying your crosswords on a daily basis as a nice way to unwind at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Thing is, if he's got a Metro, it means he's been commuting somewhere.
Yes.
So what?
It has to involve.
No, I'll wait till I get home.
Oh, yes, yeah, well,
luckily, the content of Metro will keep me thusly entertained until the sojourn. Anyway, get this. So, my wife and I have recently started enjoying your crosswords on a daily basis as a nice way to unwind at the end of the day. In preparation for our honeymoon... So they haven't had the honeymoon, they're married.
They're newlyweds.
Yeah,
right.
So a bit like a big little side. Took a big break before we went on a mini honeymoon. Just tried to milk it as much as possible.
Yeah,
because,
you
know, with that much money, he was probably waiting out for someone to probably dip into their pockets, especially after the collapse of Thomas Cook. Someone I know you'd book the tickets from. Probably deliberately.
Yeah.
Probably did it that morning. Anyway. In preparation for our honeymoon, we've been so busy we haven't had the chance to do all the crosswords we've amassed. Therefore, we saved up a couple of months' worth and have been chilling out in Hawaii, sipping Bahama Mamas and Pina Coladas while doing Metro crosswords.
Okay, right.
Thankfully, they've helped us to avoid any cross
words?
No, they've not written
you not. That is a genuine letter, guys.
They went all the way to Hawaii to do crosswords.
No, 2 months worth.
They saved
another sort of
8 weeks of crosswords.
So what are you two doing? We're just sitting here on the most, what I recognise as the most glorious visual beaches on Earth.
Yep.
As the waves come rolling in like...
After a 22-hour flight, and we're going to sit here acting like commuters on the 424.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Gav, you used to have 2 cats, right?
I did, yeah.
1 passed away.
That's right.
Do you go to church at all?
No.
Shunta, do you go to church at all?
No.
Apart from for weddings, parties, etc.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Parties?
Yeah.
Parties.
What kind of parties are you talking about?
Well, you get some quite a broad-minded crowd or something. That's why they're all repenting. I know, it's quite a good night. I've met some really nice Christians.
Shunta does call Aces and Eights church sometimes.
Yeah, okay, I know, she goes there to worship.
That's right.
Yeah. Certainly an altar. I'll tell you why I ask you. So both of you, essentially, you don't go...
Not regular church.
Okay, because check this. They require daily offerings, always seem to be judging you, and rarely reciprocate acts of devotion. Is it any wonder then that if you have a cat in your life, you feel less need for a God as well, writes Tom Whipple.
Oh.
Ripple for the Whipple.
Wow.
Science editor of the Times. So churchgoers are less likely to be cat people.
Right.
Wow.
Which, let me think about it. My mum goes to church quite a bit. She's a believer. So she's got a dog. She's got King Alfonso XIV of all of the Spains.
Lovely.
So she's not a cat fan.
Right.
My sister's a cat fan, definitely doesn't go to church. That would hang. I haven't got a cat. Occasionally, just on days of observation, I do turn up and confess a bit.
Sure.
What about you? So you don't at all, little Si, have you got a cat?
No, I haven't got a cat.
But you go to church a bit?
He does now.
You liar! You were telling us earlier!
I do, yeah. But I don't have a cat.
Aha! This is like, do they float or not?
Yeah. I know, it really is trial by ordeal, yeah.
Big Si, you can just, have you got a cat? He's shaking his head.
Yeah.
Do you go to church occasionally? Yes, he does.
Wow. It's quite a...
Wow, Whipple's like bang on
here. He is.
I bet he only goes there just to give the vicar a dressing down.
Tell him to tighten up the sermon a bit more.
I went down there. I said his timings were all out. I said his sermon ran over.
Yeah.
Especially after that long hymn. Exactly. Okay, churchgoers are less likely to be... Okay, but let's be serious. Churchgoers are less likely to be cat people, according to a study that found those who never crossed the threshold of a church owned on average 2 pets. People who worship more than once a week owned 1.4.
Weird.
Also, because traditionally, cats are for witches, aren't they? Witches always have a cat.
That is the tradition, yes.
Yeah, I don't think that's a tradition. I think
no, witches do. Witches do, definitely.
And they've got to have a cat.
Witches have a cat. Yeah. It's like there's always you can always spot, generally, a witch will always have water between them and a church. So it'll be a little stream.
Is that
like
a golden
that.
Rule, is it?
I've never heard that.
That's where they gravitate towards.
Sure.
Yeah, you spot in any village. Anywhere you like, you'll see there's a little stream running somewhere. You guarantee there'll be that woman in that cottage with a few cats.
You can get male witches.
Nah, not in the village, I'm thinking. Not this woman. Believe me. She knows who she is. Anyway.
Is there science behind this then?
You must have known that. Did you not know that about witches? Did you really not? They've generally also got... I was going to start lying about warts. Scientists found that the effect was almost entirely explained by cats. They were like the witches' familiars of old, the pet of choice for the godless.
Wow. It doesn't say that.
It does, yes.
Does he say that?
That's what Whipple, that's what Tom Whipple writes. And it's weird. It's on the front page of the Times today. And Whipple is such an intellectual heavyweight. He can say that without sounding at all subjective.
No, not at all. Yeah.
He's just witched off cat owners.
One and all.
They're the choice for the godless.
Radio X.
So Gav's seen the way forward. Luckily, eagle-eyed star reader, the Woodman. It tops for news and gossip.
Listen, it's at least 6 to 7 pages of joy every day.
Gav, we certainly get most of the show out of it, Gav.
Yeah.
Let's face it.
Yeah.
You mean, we don't actually, that's a complete lie.
Huge front page piece that was.
Okay, this is their new trend. They drop a big front page splash, like something like yesterday it was we've contacted aliens, and then they follow it up on like page 7 with a tiny little
two or three paragraphs.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
I mean, literally, this has been like 4 words, 3 inches high on
massive
the cover.
Words. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, today it's Light Van Man.
And what are they saying? They're saying that van
They're
drivers...
They're saying, buy this if you're a van driver.
Right, yeah, well that's, for that you. Is true, yeah.
Anyway, white van men are reversing stereotypes by ditching fast food, booze and ciggies to boost their fitness. You read the start. It's like the 80s in here.
It really is.
You know?
It is. It's really
They must
80s.
Be the last people. I mean,
rah-rah skirts are all the rage.
And he said, well, Gav, I'm expecting to read something about more trouble with lager louts.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, definitely.
White van men.
Illegal raves.
Yeah, right. A guide to raves. What to look out for. Anyway, Gav, they're watching what they eat and drink and getting more exercise away from the wheel. Many are even going veggie. Yeah, they've joined us in the 21st century is what's really happened.
Right. I'm still a bit sceptical.
It says they're wolfing down. Now we go to page 9.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, you
yes.
know that the headline is just, they just don't really care. If you put the follow-up, like I've just read you, that's the front page.
Right.
Unless, it's the biggest story on the front page in terms of headline size. Yeah.
Unless you count mum's a talc addict.
Yes.
Right.
And someone's mother's addicted to talcum powder.
Right.
And Love Isle a twinner.
Right.
Because
yeah,
it's
yeah.
got twins on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, Gav has come up with this. I'm not just getting I'm not swiping at the start. It's for
you
what
love
it is.
It.
I do. I really. It's just. For me, it's just you just read it, you feel like you're on holiday.
Yeah. It's like nostalgia, isn't it?
It really is. It's like going to a British seaside town or something.
Yeah.
And it contains something that a lot of the other tabloids have lost along the way when they become sort of rabidly political.
Yeah.
Is it's got really no politics.
No.
Yeah.
Or content.
Yeah.
Anyway, the point is...
there's a good stat in there.
There's a good stat. Is that the key thing, with around 500,000 white van drivers in the UK... Yeah, they're using that for some kind of diet thing to work out how many stone of fat people have lost.
Right. Yeah.
With some kind of formula they've thought up, the white van fat calculator.
Right. Yeah.
But
yeah.
what Gav points out, with the army down to how many tanks we got? 220.
227 main battle tanks.
Right. Now these are diesel vehicles. Yeah.
Fine.
Long wheelbase sprinters. A lot. Of them,
you
yeah.
you imagine the terror of any enemy. When 500,000 vans in formation
yes.
hove over the horizon.
Literally, just hove yeah. Suddenly over the desert, there's a black cloud.
Huh.
With loud garage coming out of the windows.
yeah, like just a warbit. And they're all keeping it locked yeah. to the same station yeah. as well. And thumping the panels
yeah,
like the shields of tribes of old.
That's right. All the different trades could specialise.
Well, you work out each van. I mean, you've got 500,000 vans. How many you get in the back of a van, really?
Well, just in the front seat, you've got three. You've got your commander,
there,
that's
three.
The driver,
there,
he's the
back.
Self-employed builder.
Three there, ten in the back.
Then you've got maybe, I think every van needs a scaffolder because they've got that unreal strength.
Yeah.
And they're sort of slim, but they're really strong.
Plus you could rig something up on the roof, like where the machine gun goes.
Absolutely.
Scaffold.
And then,
you could put
anything in the back.
Of course you
Your
could.
Nail guns.
But in the old days.
Impact drivers.
Say we had to attack, exactly. Say we had to attack a fortress, yeah?
Yeah.
First of all, we'd wear them down with impact drivers, keeping them awake for days.
Yeah, just
do.
Next door.
All the time. I can't sleep.
And a bit of builder shouting.
Just that noise. And the next thing is, they wake up, because eventually we do let them sleep.
Yeah.
They just find the whole castle scaffolded.
Yeah.
Everyone's just climbing up. Easy to get in.
There ain't nothing that you can do about
none of those
it.
Ladders. Yeah, yeah. None of those siege ladders.
They ain't answering the phone.
Oh,
now.
We just scaffolded a lot, didn't we?
And then don't come back.
Yeah, scaffolded. Yeah, they just leave it up there. They think, where's the invasion force? No, once they get the scaffold up,
they can't move.
They genuinely don't follow it up.
They're trapped.
They're all at Greg's.
Radio X.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. There's lots to... I stopped saying Happy New Year mid-Feb. Valentine's Day is my cutoff.
Yeah.
Because then I just say to everyone I meet, Happy Valentine's Day.
Sorry.
Happy Valentine's Day, yeah?
Yeah.
No, I just got this sight sauce right.
Do you call everyone guys?
Yeah.
You guys.
Hey, guys. I just want to say Happy Valentine's Day, you know? Yeah. Who's coming out for drinks? No, I'm just on my own again.
Well, do you do that thing with your pecs while you're saying that?
Yeah.
That's weird.
I guess I'm on my own again then this year, right?
Just me and these little puppies.
I guess it's talking this stupid voice. Like a sort of rock star without a band. Calling everyone guys.
It's not far off your pilot voice, actually.
It's not far. Thanks, Kev. Thanks for reminding me about the how special each of my impersonations is. I appreciate that, Kev. I appreciate that. It's quite like that Welsh accent. Right. It's always the go-to put-down, isn't it, when someone does any accent.
Welsh, yeah,
particularly
yeah.
someone does one quite well, I've
noticed. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I've been around people, not just me.
Sure.
Just doing them quite well and go, what's that, Welsh? It's just what people who can't do accents always say.
Yeah, it's jealousy.
As soon as someone does that, you go, you can't do accents!
That's right, yeah.
You,
straight
go,
away.
Are you saying that for you? Because everyone always, you can't always go to the Welsh.
Always says Welsh,
Welsh,
yeah, yeah.
Brilliant! I didn't know you were jealous. Oh, brilliant! Must think of that next time I do.
Must think of that next time I do a crap action. Yeah.
Okay. I often predict the future. I'm seen in the building as a modern day Nostradamus. People trawl through old clips and shows I do to say, you know, you got that just right. Mm. I'm not going to talk about some of the more high end ones I've seen coming, but I'm a bit more upbeat than Nostradamus. Put it that way. But unlike Nostradamus, I didn't predict the rise of a man in Germany called Hister. Which so I think you know, we're still waiting for him. You never know.
That'd be so
I just thought
weird.
He got that a bit wrong. People go, aha! Yeah. You think, well, you know, it's a long way off. He says Hister.
Yeah.
You know, that's not a warning. You go, no, relax. It's Hitler. This guy's fine. He's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I suggested making Top Gear with the. I said they'll do it with the cast of Friends. Lo and behold, they actually got Matt LeBlanc, which was extraordinary.
That was just weird.
That was.
These
that was
are the
weird.
More upbeat ones.
Go on.
Delivery is performed by drones. Way before they're even looking at that, we suggested. So what is it? Yeah. Drones that we're doing that. But also Hoover buses, which I just thought was a bit of a joke. So why don't they just get massive Hoovers to suck and clean the air?
Yeah.
It's just brilliant.
And they've
yeah.
got them in buses now.
Wow.
They've got them in buses, and they've got about four trialling in London. They're big in Italy, which means it's headed for disaster. And probably nothing will happen. So we're going to make predictions for the coming year. Prophecies, if you will. In a feature we're calling... Hit it. It's 2020 Vision. Oh, man! Is that George Benson? Oh. I met George Benson once. I was asking his favourite Northern Soul tune.
Oh, yeah?
Incidentally, it's Girls Are Out to Get You.
Right.
Which, for him, just pips The Showman, Our Love Will Grow, which is weirdly my favourite Northern Soul tune, but he likes Girls Are Out to Get You. So true. Unlike Nostradamus, we're not aiming... I love this tune so much, man.
Do you know what I think when I see George Benson?
What?
I just think, classy.
He is so classy.
No, he's such a really good guitar player.
He's brilliant.
Really good.
He played the guitar in me. He came to my shed and played the guitar in
really?
There. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, while I was interviewing him, he just had a... It's unbelievable. Anyway, we're going to make predictions for the coming year. Unlike Nostradamus, we're not aiming to predict the Great Fire of London or the French Revolution or the plague.
No.
More like who'll win what reality TV show, new fashions, and which new invention we'll all be using. I DM'd yeah. on her account because I saw Victoria Beckham's business is in a bit of trouble.
Right.
Every single year.
Sure.
So I got a great fashion idea for her. Do you remember Bumsters? Those Alexander McQueen.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember those?
Yeah.
I've got a great suggestion. No, because that's all you need to really get your fashion label rolling, yeah? Right. So I suggested to her.
A PR moment.
No,
yeah.
The bumper.
And what's that?
It's like a very short jumper.
Just sleeves.
Yeah. It's a bumper.
Sleeves.
Just covers the bum.
Yeah.
It's a bumper, Gav. I suggested this to Victoria Beckham. She hasn't replied, so it's out there now. Any fashion house can have that.
Now,
but I suggest that's once you've got a title, you're halfway there, Gav.
Yeah.
And she hasn't replied.
No.
Mind you, neither does Michelle Obama, ever.
No.
Mind you, it's a good job, considering some of the things I send.
Sure.
Sure.
Pictures of me.
Sure.
Sure.
Five categories. Sport, fashion, trends, hobbies, showbiz, and finally, technology. We'll go through a category each day, make predictions, you can get involved. Text your 2020 predictions to 83936. We couldn't get the text number 2020. It's too popular this year. So, text your 2020 predictions for 83936. Make sure you start off by saying sport, or if it's about sport, obviously don't do sport and say, I think the bumper's going to be big in jumpers. Trends and hobbies, showbiz, or tech. But put that there, just makes it easier for little sides to trawl through.
Sure.
In fact, leave them out. Right, we'll go through a category today. Today's category, it's sport. Gav, your prediction, please.
Okay, so I'm not going to predict Liverpool will win the league.
2020
Because they are definitely going to. Okay. But I'm not going to predict that because it's too easy. I'm going to predict Leeds United.
Yes.
To win the championship quite easily this year.
I think they're going to do that, Gav. That's quite safe. That's a real safe one.
So I also predict in the next 12
Gav,
months...
Gav, you've lost the right. It's
there
not
will
radical.
Be only one major boxing match. Because that's what happens every year. There's only ever just
that's
one.
Really good. That's really good. Go on.
I'm worried that I might not have got the idea of this because they seem like proper serious, actually well-informed
predictions. You haven't heard mine yet.
Okay. So my prediction is the rise in the sport of cheese rolling. Bear with me. Okay. Because as veganism...
Because.
As veganism takes over, there's going to be a surplus of cheese and we don't want to waste it. It's already been
made. Right.
So we need to find something to do with it. So cheese rolling becomes a much bigger sport. It's something that really kind of takes off across the country.
Yeah.
After-school clubs, community centres.
Cheese rolling. Can I ask you something? Can vegans still roll cheese, or is that technically you still using it? What's the vegan position on cheese rolling?
It's a grey area. We haven't yet.
Okay. You should go to the British Vegan Council.
Yeah. You could roll a soy cheese.
Is it
you could
called
probably
that?
Roll a soy cheese, but I thought it could be a way to use up that surplus cheese that isn't going to get eaten.
That's a brilliant idea. I think they, or maybe just build flood barriers
with cheese.
I like it.
It gets
like
harder, doesn't it?
Yep.
True.
There's a lot of cheese around.
True.
It's quite malleable at the start. And you can melt it.
It goes very hard.
Melt it in the winter. You melt it at first.
Make a note of this because it'll happen.
And they're using cheese stroke milk-based products used much more in things like that.
Yep.
Okay, here's my prediction.
Go on.
Olympics. Britain will win considerably less medals at cycling. This is because there's a dearth of asthma sufferers suddenly, and they're probably going to just think, because every medal we've won in cycling has been done through the needle. I can't say that, but most of them are cheats. And I just think the spotlight's
allegedly.
Allegedly. The spotlight's on them, and I just... No, because Britain's... Look, this, when I was a kid, Mary Peters won one medal for Britain. That was it.
And it was a massive deal.
It was massive, yeah.
She was really famous.
Ridiculous.
Everywhere.
You just turn on the Olympics, you get medals, like 87 of them.
Yeah, she was on Sports Personality every year for 30 years.
Yes.
Just because of that
anyway,
one
I'm
event.
Just saying, you watch the medal hall of Britain go right down.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay. That's
next
a good prediction.
The boxing will continue to make us think, these guys can't be the best. They can't. These guys, what the big ball bloke?
It took a year to
that big bloke with the big gut. Who's he beating? He's beating the little Mexican with a big, even bigger gut. You're kidding me. You're kidding. Well, he's the best boxer. So it's all promoters who've destroyed it, but they'll continue to do that. And lastly, Liverpool will blow it. That's my prediction. They're just going to blow. No, they will. It's going to go down the 18th. You watch. It always has. Oh no! One prediction in greyhound racing. Yeah, watch out for Spanker's boy.
Okay.
If you remember Spanker's lad, this is from the same line. This is Spanker.
Oh, really?
No, I'm just making it up.
Yeah,
it was a funny thing to call a greyhound. Spanker's lad.
His 2020 vision.
That was 2020 vision.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Gav, you ready for this?
Go on.
The village of Grasmere, they're always whinging in the Lake District.
Do they whinge a lot up there?
Well, yeah, about anything that's going to spoil the beauty of it.
Right.
I mean, Wordsworth did say it is the most, he says it's the loveliest spot that man hath ever found.
Right.
This is before the jet age.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Hadn't seen a proper shopping
centre. No, he'd never been out in a chopper over the Grand Canyon from Vegas. But as far as he was concerned.
He'd never fanged across the Everglades on one of them.
He'd never done a hot air balloon across the Hindu Kush. But anyway, the point is, Gav, they're always whinging up there. This is the Ramblers Association. Now, I do like the Ramblers Association because it was, as you know my politics. And in its early days, it sprung from the Communist Party.
Mm. Right.
The right to roam. And
on public land.
Well, no, it's the right to go across people's land.
Right.
Without paying, because they own land, they should pay for it themselves. They've got enough money.
Right.
If you own any land at all.
Yeah.
I mean, I go garden hopping still.
That makes sense.
Through little back gardens in South London. Yeah. I just go over the walls.
Like an illegal hurdling race.
Yes, exactly right. I go on balconies as well, luxury flats. I roam across those.
Do you do it with like a really loud cry as you go over each fence?
Yes. I've been arrested before as like attempted cat burglary. I say, no, I'm roaming. I'm roaming the rooftops.
I'm using my right to roam.
Perfectly
my
legal.
Right to roam, exactly right. Anyway, so I do like the... Because it's free movement. It's a very important thing in the country.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just sad that that the really beautiful country estates owned by real houses, they put walls around them because then the law changes.
Right.
As soon as you've got a brick wall around there, that's why they have it. Because
that
they're richer.
Because some
richer.
Of those walls go on for miles.
Yes, they really
do.
You can drive for like 20 minutes and you think,
it's the same wall. Yeah.
Still his house.
Yeah.
But if it's a hedge, that's now changed.
Right.
Because hedge is anyone can ride.
Yeah.
That's easy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Although they are quite labour intensive. Anyway, the point is, in the
Lake District at the moment, its legendary beauty, according to locals, could be desecrated.
Wow.
You know why?
How?
Because they're going to allow 10 motor yachts.
On one of the lakes?
Yeah, just a moor on the lake.
10 motor yachts.
Which lake?
I don't know. It's Grasmere.
Grasmere.
Okay.
I said, like, just the first word.
It definitely was going to have the word mere at the end.
Grasmere, yeah, it would be. I don't know. But anyway, the point is, it's where there's loads of grasses. The point about it is, Gav, is that lots of people around there talking about other people's business, which they probably do. But on a serious note, guys, and I mean, they're just because everything I've said up till now has just been funny.
Yeah.
But this is now
this is now serious.
Deadly serious.
Sure.
They should wait till the boat's on the water. And you get one of those old drills, the ones that goes around like that, like using cartoons for putting holes in things, just sink them. And and then, it is a call to arms for my comrades. But also, I think they should take... They should even go further than just sinking boats. Just get rid of... only pubs should survive. Anything else goes. Litter bins. Anything modern at all. Destroy it.
Take it back to the Middle Ages.
No, before Middle Ages.
Oh, really?
Take to as it was.
Back to Merry England.
Yeah, no, I just... no, introduce... I mean, you know, I'm trying to... I'm moment engaged in conversations with the Ministry of Agriculture.
About
because yeah, well, I am because I want to. I've proposed we reintroduce some wolves into Scotland. We make the program bigger. I've now proposed 175,000 wolves.
Wow,
right. That's a lot of wolves.
Yeah, but I'm willing to get.
To
well, I figure if I aim high,
the
we'll get at least 100,000 that I think the Scots need.
Yeah. any bear?
No,
are we talking bear
no,
at all?
We're starting. We're not too ambitious.
Just wolves.
We're just 100,000 wolves. Yeah. But 25,000 wolves over there. People just living in fur.
Right, I've got you.
Take it right back.
With those crisscross leather thongs across the shins holding the fur.
Like you're standing at a beauty spot, suddenly someone's just massive, one of those big clubs, like the one in the Wacky Races.
With a rock on a stick.
Yeah, yeah, bang.
Twined on, yeah.
That's an even better idea.
Yeah,
bang,
yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Thunk.
Yeah.
Thunk. Yeah, right. Anyway, so we see eye to eye with these people.
Take it right back.
Let's not spoil the loveliest spot that man hath ever found, as words were said. Although, as we conceded, he'd never flown a chopper over Vegas.
No. Radio
X. Okay, you ready for this? I'm also on record as having a lifelong obsession with skincare. I think
this is true, yeah.
You look at my skin, it's the best in the building, no doubt about it.
That's confirmed, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's just the way it is. So I always look out. Because this time every year, the skincare giants, their Skin-X is on.
Skin-X.
What's that?
What?
It's a big exhibition for skincare.
Is that like Comic-Con for skin products?
Yeah, that's right. Right. Skin-X.
It's not called Skin-X.
It is called Skin-X.
Is it really?
Yes. Not skinheads.
Right.
You got to watch
very
that.
Different.
Yeah, that's different.
Because
a couple of years, the
printing, it's been ambiguous on the sides. They've got the wrong crowd down there. There's one in Germany.
And they didn't have great skin necessarily,
fully,
those guys.
Fully kicked off. Fully kicked off.
Skin care.
Yeah, Skin-X. Anyway, so it's steadily disrupted our social lives, writes Tom Knowles. He's the West Coast technology correspondent.
Okay.
And it's steadily disrupted our social lives, television viewing habits, and even how we control the lighting in our homes. But now, I love the way that they do that, though, like we don't know what technology is. But now... Technology. Oh,
is that what he was driving at?
Talking about.
Who'd have thought?
It's a bit like the moment in The Other Guys when he goes, "I like to talk about a man who came from Austria with nothing except a dream. Worked out in a gym." So he goes, "Arnold Schwarzenegger." He goes, "Oh, shut up." and they really build it up.
Yeah.
I did it once when I was hosting something for Richard Branson.
Yeah.
And it was just obviously him.
Yeah.
I kept it going for ages.
Did you?
A man who was a virgin do.
He doesn't look like a businessman.
No, he was a virgin do. He was waiting in the wings to come on. I went on for ages.
How long did you get it going for?
I'd really worked hard. I'm not about 11 minutes just to go. But then, not satisfied with it, the man you're about to meet, ladies and gentlemen. Then I did the real drop down. Sir Richard Branson. really humbly. Even he said he had little to say after that.
Oh, really?
I'd also heard his speech before, so I also was able to put lots of that in there. So
excellent.
Subtly repeated it.
A giant salad.
It's a good trick. Anyway, guys. Some of the world's biggest cosmetics brands are developing gadgets, including artificial intelligence, pimple fixers, smart toothbrushes, and Bluetooth lipstick.
What?
What is Bluetooth lipstick?
Well, Do you know something? It doesn't actually explain that in this song.
I need to know what that is as well. Does it make lipstick that makes your teeth go blue?
Yes.
Obviously.
Yes, obviously, yeah. Sure. Companies such as L'Oreal, Neutrogena, Gillette. Sure. And Colgate. Should I say something? Colgate, slow down.
Why?
Just slow down. Because it's too. You can have too big a range. I understand that you want a carpet bomb.
Right.
We've got it all covered here.
Yeah.
But I can't remember which one I had last time. The combinations. We went through it, actually, one of our very early shows. We wrote down, I think at that time, there was 54 different sorts of Colgate.
Wow. Oh.
Yeah.
That is too much.
Too many.
That is
what happened to Signal? I still can't work out how they get the stripes in. I've even taken them apart.
It's an extrusion, John.
I don't know how I do
it. It's the same. It's a fatter version of what you see in the tube. And then when you squeeze it, it forces it through a smaller hole and it comes out smaller.
What, you mean it's striped, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is.
It's not injected at
the nozzle. No, it's just a big, chunky version of what you see coming out.
Is it?
Yeah.
What, like rock?
Yeah, there's like a big,
like
thick
rock.
Bit of white and a bit of blue
like
and a bit of red.
Oh, I thought it, because I looked at...
oh, dear.
Because in Aquafresh it was all different, so I took one to pieces because I thought they might be injected, but that time it was empty, so I was never able to discover that.
So you never figured it out, right?
Oh, thanks for that one, guys. I knew I'd get there eventually. Anyway, there's lipstick that connects to your phone via Bluetooth. There you go.
Right,
and
right.
What the lipstick can do, which is amazing...
Mm.
Is it they've got a tube of stuff, Sunts, and like, well, not nothing like you're talking about, actually, with the thing. It can mix the right colour for you, like Dulux paint centres.
Ah.
So you just...
So when you go and buy it...
You buy a big tub of...
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it'll then do the lipo colour for your lips.
Wow. Nice.
That you want. So you could always match it exactly to your hair.
It's like Dulux, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like Dulux.
It's very unnecessary to have it as a Bluetooth thing.
Well, they've done it. A camera embedded in the Opte... Oh, sorry. L'Oreal is taking futuristic ideas for beauty products one step further with a gadget that dispenses personalised moisturiser.
What?
With the help of AI and the internet. I don't think that's overusing tech.
Oh, this is weird.
The device called Perso links to a smartphone app that scans the face, analysing the skin's condition. It knows environmental factors like temperature, humidity and pollen count. Right. And then it'll dispense the right...
Until they come up with the makeup machine in Fifth Element, I'm not interested.
Well, actually,
that's amazing, that machine.
Suns. I told you they've got a concealer that scans a face using a camera and lights, digitally analyzes any spots you have, and then you just hold it over. It'll dispense just the fine jets just to cover that spot and blend it perfectly in with the skin line.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But they're saying it's no use actually for people to have spots because it's about £600.
Right.
And most people who are in the spot years don't really have that kind of...
No.
Different, you know, Daniel, kind of... gym though. You need a big couple of those.
I just like something that just spray me orange in a fraction of a second because
the night
before is so hectic anyway. I just haven't got time to tan up for it.
Radio X. Radio X.
Okay, we're going to do the hero. I need this quick.
Okay.
Did I say that out loud? Sorry.
Well, let's get straight in then, shall we?
Every single day of the week, the Woodman furnished with a hero. Yesterday, we had an Australian kite, which is very good. It's always wrapped all day on a Monday. But Tuesday, he gives us an inspiring figure, generally sent in by a listener, which he then lazily looks up on the internet.
Absolutely.
Over to you, Gavin.
And don't forget, pass off as my own.
Yes. Sorry, I forgot the plagiaristic side of it. But anyway, over to you, Woodman.
Okay, the hero today, Johnny, is a man called Kenneth Aston, MBE.
Son's just coming back in.
He was born in 1915. And he lived till 2001. He was born in Colchester.
Sonny, you've missed the start of this. It's a guy born in Colchester. All right, 1950, what was it, Gav?
1915
he was born. Now you can pick it up. Hi, Sonny.
Hi.
Okay, so he qualified as a referee in 1936. In World War II, during World War II, he was rejected by the RAF because of an ankle injury. So he joined the Royal Artillery. He finished the war serving with the British Indian Army as a lieutenant colonel.
Good man.
He returned to refereeing on return from war.
Good man.
In 1946, and he pioneered a couple of things in refereeing.
What?
So the first thing he pioneered was the black uniform. So before Kenneth Aston, refs wore, and I'm quoting here, tweed jackets over white shirts with French cuffs, pants akin to golf knickers.
Okay.
That was their outfit. So
is
I'm presuming
refs used to wear.
Yeah, that's what they used to wear. What's a French cuff?
It's a double cuff with you put a cufflink in.
Oh, you fold it back.
Yeah, they weirdly the French call it an English cuff.
Do they?
Yeah, go figure.
So while he was at a military surplus store, he saw a black flight jacket which he wore with black knickerbockers and a white shirt underneath, and that created the black and white look for the referee.
I always thought it came out of them. Actually, you know what, Gav? I thought they used to wear black tie.
No.
And it came from saying, I'm not kidding.
Like a master of ceremonies.
Yes, that's what I thought. It was like a black tie thing. Yeah, there we go.
He also introduced coloured flags for the linesman. Now, he was refereeing a game in London during fog once.
Yeah.
And the linesman's flags used to be the same colours as the home team strip.
Yeah.
And he was refereeing a team that had as their colours beige and chocolate. In a foggy game.
On a muddy pitch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So he couldn't see the signals.
It's called camouflage.
So he made bright yet red and yellow triangular flags.
Okay.
And gave them to his own assistants for every game.
No, do you know what's nice, Gav?
Go on.
In those days, a ref could do it.
He took it upon himself.
It's my game to ref. But also, in those days, we had the International Football Rules Governing Committee, because Britain actually, at the time, used to own football. Well, actually, no, not as late as 1946. We'd already given it to FIFA by then.
Yeah.
But we did... We were sort of given a bit of a nod for making the game up.
Right.
Which we don't get anymore.
Well, after confusion in 1966, after an England-Argentina game when Jack Charlton was booked, they used to have a caution and a sending off in those days, but they didn't have cards.
Didn't they?
No, so quite often a player, if he had a different language to the ref, they weren't sort of sure what had happened. So after he saw the confusion with that, because he was in charge of all referees for the 66, 70 and 74 World Cups.
Was he?
Yeah, he went home and told his wife. Because he was thinking, well, what can we do? And he was sat at some traffic lights and he thought, well, yeah, yellow and red, that makes sense. Because yellow stands for stop if safe to do so.
Right.
In terms of driving.
Okay.
It doesn't mean go if you can get away with it. It means stop if safe to do so. So he told his wife and she just went to another room and cut up a red card and a yellow card out of some cardboard. Yeah. And he started using it from then on.
I love that his wife had to do it.
Yes, she just had to do it.
Because he couldn't handle scissors.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
So he
wouldn't have the equipment.
He also added a rule to the law specifying the air pressure for the ball. So he must have come across some cheating teams in those days.
Britain really had a say. It's amazing.
Really did, yeah. He reffed the 1963 FA Cup final between Man U and Leicester. He also reffed the Battle of Santiago, a famous game between Chile and Italy in 1962 World Cup, where the police intervened four times.
Wow.
There were several reds. There were punches thrown. There was a foul after 12 seconds.
Was there?
Yeah.
That's really fast.
One player got sent off and refused to leave.
And this is before Malaysian gambling syndicates.
Correct. So let's give Kenneth Aston a salute.
Kenneth Aston, Johnny Vaughan, 4 till 7. Thang, White, we salute you. I think it was a British referee of the World Cup final 1974. I'm not so sure. Oh, maybe it's 70.
This is Radio X.
Johnny Vaughan. His 2020 vision.
Okay, there are five categories: sport, fashion, trends and hobbies, showbiz, finally technology. Gav, fashion.
Okay, so
I love you.
I've got two suggestions. The first one I would like to see, and that is the Will Ferrell's peekaboo jeans.
Yes.
Where there's just a little window at the back of a man's jean, just to show his cheeky side.
No, yeah, I love that advert.
Just a great idea.
Yeah, so it's a lovely idea. So
but what I think, I like to think it's going to be the least likely thing, because that's what happens with fashion sometimes.
Yeah, it is.
So I think Simon Cowell is going to bring back the bootcut jean.
Do you think bootcut's going to come back?
No, but I just want to predict it.
Okay, what about what Ghanaians often tease their Nigerian friends across the border?
Yeah.
By saying that they wear those trousers that are navel chasers.
Are we talking a denim item here?
No, it's a navel chaser, Gav, because it chases your belly button.
Right.
So they wear...
High waist.
The high-waisted jean that goes right up. It chases their navel. They call it navel chasers.
Nice.
Do we think those might... Because Cowell likes one of those.
He does, yeah.
Do you think trousers are going to... They're having women's jeans.
Yeah,
right.
They've come right up. In fact, Levi are now dropping their low-rise range completely for women. I just noticed.
So it's all... The flies are getting longer, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Would you go with a navel chaser?
I'd give it a go.
Okay, you could complete the look with a Bluetooth earpiece as well. I love that. Another thing Ghanaians mock the Nigerians for. What have you got there, Suns?
So I was thinking vintage is very in, sustainable fashion, plus climate change, erratic weather, rising sea levels.
Yeah,
it's all
going to
lead
fashion, love.
To a resurgence in plus fours.
Plus
you think
fours.
Plus fours, I love that.
The short trouser. You don't have to worry about your hems getting wet.
That's a good point. And you could convert a trouser to a plus four.
Oh, yeah.
Plus four, because people used to play golf off plus four.
Mm.
And then there's plus twos, which is just goes mid-shin.
Right.
For people who played their golf off plus two.
Yeah.
Mm.
But I want a four. I want it to be higher.
Well, Johnson, my first thing here is we're going to see the rise of tweed.
Yeah.
This year. I'm really feeling it.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of Harris tweed. We saw last year people really, I suppose, putting a stake out for that, saying, no, this is Harris tweed.
Right.
Don't cross that line.
Yeah.
You know? Don't start calling it Tweed if it ain't Harris.
Yeah, yeah.
So Harris, sure. So Harris Tweed, that's going to be on the rise. I think we're going to see a return to Shetland wool jumpers, that rather rough 70s wool.
So scratchy.
Really uncomfortable.
Really itchy.
I know. Cashmere taking a back seat. No, because there's a long sleeve t-shirt underneath it, you'll be fine. Also, this is a sort of sport fashion crossover. Shorts in football and all sports will get shorter.
Yes, oh. Tiny shorts.
We're going to see the the return of the short.
Right. Yep.
And also, this is an outside prediction, the return of the cap sleeve t-shirt.
Ooh.
Yeah, do you remember caps?
Horrible t-shirt.
It's a horrible t-shirt, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh
no, it's terrible.
No.
It's awful. Cap sleeve t-shirt. Yeah. I used to love the only cap sleeve t-shirt I've ever owned. Get this, Gav. I got it from a fair. It was iron on.
I was just going to say I pictured you on the Walter.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I got it at a fair, and I got the Van Halen V8
nice.
On a cap sleeve. Yeah. I was banned from playing tennis in it. They said it's offensive. It was horrible. It was like a sort of mushy pea.
I want a Van Halen cap.
Anyway, the point is, cap sleeves are coming back. Especially good if you haven't particularly got any muscular or muscle
yes,
in the arm.
Yes, definitely.
Just
arm
worn
just
by lanky
down.
People. Yeah, right. Those are our fashion predictions.
His 2020 vision.
Radio X.
Here's the deal, Gavin.
Go on.
Weird discussion in the office.
Yeah.
Just about things that people are strangely territorial about.
Oh,
work.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, Gav, I'm strangely territorial. We just got a table there. That's all. We just get a little round table where actually just food's dumped and
we
stuff.
We are, yeah, yeah.
We're but there, sometimes, yeah, yeah. Sometimes I come in and there'll be someone sitting there.
I know, that's even worse.
You? Yeah. No, it's not. But you know what I mean? Someone else on the table, I'm just like, oh,
We do work here, you know?
Yeah. Like earlier, our leader, Matt.
Yeah,
Devo. He was just wanting to use the there's a Radio X. It's like a conference. I said it's like a conference room. What sort of room is it?
It's like a meeting room.
It's a meeting room. Yeah. It's different to anywhere else. It's quite Radio X-ish.
It is. It's got our little fridge in there.
It's
and
got Radio X.
Yeah,
it's got pictures from adverts we've done, and it's got two. It's like a green Chesterfield and an armchair.
I think it even says Radio X meeting room.
It does have Radio X. And yet some people just, sometimes you sort of see some people, I don't know, like from Classic FM, a corporate lot. And they're in there. I'm like,
I know, it's like an invasion.
Because sometimes I have to make a private phone call. So I just duck in there. It's nice.
Or a little kippo, maybe.
But earlier, Matt wanted to use it. Someone was in there, so like Big Chris was in there talking about podcasts. Seriously.
Not again.
Yes.
It's all he talks about.
I know somebody is in charge of it, but I was like, oi, you shouldn't have to wait.
I know.
But isn't it weird? I know you get territorial. What do you get
territorial? I get territorial about.
Sorry, strangely territorial.
About the sofa that's parallel to the windows down in the cafeteria.
That's where you sit before
so
the show.
That's where I come in before the show and I have a sandwich and a coffee. And if anyone's sitting in there, I get kind of insulted.
Hey, wait a second. What are you, John Travolta?
I know.
Do you have a sandwich with a coffee?
No, that's a burger and a coffee.
That's right. He gets that in Saturday Night.
A cheeseburger and a coffee.
Cheeseburger and a coffee. He gets that in Saturday Night Fever. It's so...
What?
It's so
on a plate.
It's so Italo really trash.
It really
it's
is.
Fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, it's not my sofa, but I feel territorial.
You get annoyed about it. Anyway, I started talking to people about it in the office because sometimes I sort of think, have I got a bit of ground? Have I got enough groundswell of support to get something rocking here? But Joe, pretty boy Joe, often with the great hair, often works instead of little Si. I'm not being funny, Si. It is great when he does it.
And he's the office eye candy with that full shock of hair on his head.
Unbelievable hair, isn't it? Yeah. Crackles when he brushes it.
He can turn an office chair into a Formula One car. He has it so low.
No, he just looks like, for some reason, he's just like, when a kid's in a stolen car. Like, he just looks like the
barely
chair
see their head
anyway,
over
Gav, that's another matter. The point is, Joe doesn't like it. We've got a lockable loo at the end. There's a lockable gents toilet right at the end.
Aren't they all lockable?
No, this one means the whole thing's lockable. So it's not a cubicle. You get the whole thing.
She's
already taken a newspaper.
Yeah.
You know, anyway, the point is, I shouldn't say that because that reveals I use it, but Joe's very, very strangely territorial about it. If he goes out there and sees someone else in there, he says he feels disgraced. What are you doing in my toilet?
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
Steve, who fans of Danny Wallace will be familiar with. Steve, the leader of the media. Sorry, the social is it social media? Steve does it is. Isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
I was going to say social mediocre. anyway, Steve, he gets really agitated. What was Steve's one? If he looks down at the kitchen and there's two people just talking in there.
Or even one person in there. Because yes. You can't go in yourself. It's really tight in there.
It drives him mad. He says literally it makes him feel murderous.
Yeah, he gets really angry.
He says, it's not a social area. It's a tiny little, like a galley kitchen. You can fit one person in there.
Yeah.
I get that.
Do you get that?
Yeah.
Anything you're strangely territorial about? Have you got hot desks in
the
your
building?
New?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I have my own desk. And it's my Ooh. Desk. And when I come in and someone's sat at my desk, I'm like... Sorry, you're going to have to move.
That is my desk. Sorry, did you just do the East London finger wag?
Yeah.
And head movement, like, no, sister.
You're going to have to move.
Sorry, what are you, one of Destiny's children?
Because in the newsroom, we have actual dedicated desks each brand.
Right.
So, yeah, it's my desk.
Okay, I get really weird. The fridge at the end, I'm particularly...
new one, yeah.
Yeah, but the other thing I'm really quite... is I have a certain... there's a Stella glass, right?
Right.
Okay.
A Stella Artois glass, and I like that for water. It holds a lot of water. I need hydration, and I hide it at the back of the cupboard there, so no one will use it.
For future use.
Yeah, and now I'm starting to hide it down in this kitchen down here near the studio, and it's gone missing again, and I'm just strangely territorial. I want to kill people.
It's not even your glass.
No, I don't want to kill people. I'm obviously exaggerating. Big size, let's be like, he's up, won't he?
Okay, I love this one from Ethan. Ethan says, my girlfriend is strangely territorial over the Hoover.
Brilliant.
Apparently, I'm not good enough at hoovering.
Wow.
Not that I'm complaining.
And that's from Ethan. Thank you very much indeed, Ethan. Go on, Dr. Sunder Templeton.
Number ending 224 says, this really struck a chord with me. If anyone takes my locker at the gym, I'm really put out. How dare they? It's mine.
Do you know what? I used to always have locker 211 at the gym at Chelsea because Frank Lampard's record goal scorer with 211 goals. So I used to always have locker.
Yeah.
Honestly, if anyone in there, I used to ask who it is.
Yeah.
I say, is it unseen?
You tried to take names.
And I suddenly think, yes, it's not my locker.
No.
I just felt as long as I had that, I was doing it for the club that we would carry on winning.
Yeah.
Because I kept moving up as Frank scored goals.
How could they jeopardise
this? I stopped on 211. Okay, here's one. I've got a fork I'm territorial about. If my husband picks it out of the drawer, I'll take it out of his hand, wash it up, and then use it. That's from Kay. Wow, Kay. That's like psycho stuff. Kay, what do you got?
Simon in Littlehampton. Johnny, I'm strangely territorial at my local Shell garage. I have to have pump 6 as it's closest to the entrance door on these chilly mornings. If 6 isn't available, I'll drive off to another garage.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's commitment.
Wow.
That's Simon Littlehampton. Yeah. Thank you very much indeed, Simon. Go on, Sons.
Adrian says, my dad used to get furious if anyone parked in his favourite space in the multi-storey. It was in a corner, so no one could park next to him. What is this car?
Opel Ascona.
I don't know what car that is.
Okay. I don't either.
It's all right. It's okay. Opel's not really the proudest German mark.
Okay. Anyway, it was his cubby hole.
Thank you very much indeed. How about this one? I'm strangely territorial about my old apprentice. This is the first person who's been territorial about a person, right?
Yeah.
If he's sent to help someone else in the team, I call my boss to ask what he's playing at. it's his apprentice, for God's sake. That's so good, isn't it?
He's
territorial about the lad. The front armrest in my cab is off limits to any passengers. They receive a sharp dig if they encroach on my gear changes.
Oh, yeah.
And then Alan, you needn't have added this really, Alan, but it's
not
nice.
Really, no, yeah.
Alan in South, he says, the old are the worst. Yeah. Now, what's the problem, right? Gav, next.
I won't let anyone touch the volume dial in my car because it means it's not perfectly aligned. Instead,
nice.
I use the steering wheel control exclusively. You don't want to be the person who touches that volume dial.
Wow.
That's from Ethan, yeah.
This is strangely territorial. Thank you very much. 83936, please keep your strangely territorial affairs coming in. 83936.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
We are crystal ball gazing. And we're going to hopefully correctly predict something for 2020.
Yeah.
What are you going for? Again?
Okay, so
it's trends and hobbies.
Trends and hobbies. Okay, so my big one for this year as a trend is a.
Wait a second. What have we had so far?
We've had sport.
Yeah.
And fashion.
And fashion. Sport and
so
fashion.
We're into the third one. Trends and hobbies.
Trends and hobbies. Go on.
I think this year is the year for Pokemon No. And
what's
what that is, it's a game where they hunt you.
Ooh.
Nice. That's great, Kev.
In packs.
Okay, that's nice.
And they're actually in real life. They're not on your phone.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've got to keep your eye out.
Yeah, that's
go to sleep.
That's called London.
Yeah, or Pokemon
That's called reality. Yeah. Pokemon reality.
Yeah.
And you just put your phone down and just keep your eyes peeled for anyone who might attack
They're coming at you.
They're coming at you. Yeah, it's good. That's nice game, Kev, but that's life. Yeah. What you got there, Suns?
So after the rise of adult colouring books...
I thought you were going to say Adolf Hitler. I thought it's a bit late to warn us
about. After the rise of fascism.
I think Hitler's going to be quite big, John.
Over the last few years, I think we're going to see more of this kind of regression to like school times for adults. So I'm thinking stickle bricks for adults.
Okay.
I'm thinking sandpits and also book and nap time worked into the day.
That book and nap time sounds like a...
Quiet time after lunch.
Yes.
Nice. Book and nap sounds like a hipster bar.
Yes. I'd like to see a growth in sleep areas, so offices generally, because there's a lot less, because mainly computers are making work you've got to do for yourself.
Mm. Yeah.
It's like that sort of Parkinson's law, first law, work expands according to the time condition in which to do it. Work also expands according to just what's at your fingertips to make it expand.
Yeah.
Because lots of people there, work actually is over very quickly for them.
Mm.
It's not like going to work every day. It's just a telephone and a blotter.
Right,
I better get to work. What shall I do?
Send a telex.
I better get someone to... June, will you take this down? Anyway, listen. I'm going along with you with things that... Because I've long had a theory that there is no wow of now available on apps and tech. All it is an upgraded tech.
Just an incremental...
Better graphics. It's like you get a new phone. It's a better camera and better memory, but nothing really is improved since I first got an iPhone.
Yeah.
I had the first one in Britain. Yeah. I don't want to boast about it, but I did. I noticed with my kids that after a while, I wasn't buying them anything physical particularly anymore, just giving them like cards so they could buy online.
Upgrade there is items. Which is,
that's all right. But I think for the wow of now, I wowed my son with a steam engine, which he loved.
Yeah.
And I just bought another one for my godson when I was over in Amsterdam. I hope he's not listening. No danger of that. He doesn't like this sort of music. But I bought him a really good steam engine it loops onto a guy who sort of bashes with a hammer, like a steam hammer. It's really cool. But I think... I notice I think we can all feel it, that steam's coming back.
Steam is coming back.
No, only in very, like, I tell you what, things like this, yeah? Things like the thing I'm trying to invent at the moment with my father in his shed.
Sure.
And we're trying to invent something that when you're camping, and you have a little fire or whatever, you're boiling up, you make steam, and that steam will charge, you can use it as a charger for your phone.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a little generator. Right. So you literally will run a steam engine into your phone in a really weird way. Yeah.
Brilliant.
And well, I know they've got really sort of bad ones on the internet. The one my father and I are working on, it's over 11 tons.
Right, wow. That's possible.
Here's the things that are, so steam's coming back. Here's things that are going. Instagram will die.
Right.
I say it because I got into it late. And I assume I'm getting out of it early. I just think you go through things, you look at things, it's just all been done. I'm not saying every inch of the world, but every sunset, every bit of food.
Every sandwich.
Everything done. We're not impressed. We know you don't actually wear those clothes. You're just in a clothes shop posing.
Yeah.
I think influencers are going to push people away from products because they're so essentially naff. It's like, oh my God, you follow someone on Instagram. God, have you got to... Do you know what I mean? It'll suddenly start to really
uncool,
make you seem... I know it does already, but if I'm getting the message and I'm a real okay boomer, then it's... I'm more than what I call a stop the trainer. I want trainers to stop and I want the train of technology to stop. I've got enough.
That's my movement
to stop the trainers. So I think Instagram's going to go... hula hooping, I think that's going to become much bigger.
Yeah.
And also cornholing.
Cornholing is great fun.
Oh, that's the throwing the beanbag.
Yes,
thing.
Yes, that game in America.
I had to remember what it was. It's a great game.
Yeah,
it's
really
like a beanbag thrown through a hole. Yeah.
You see, too many games rely on some sort of surface. Bowling, even ball.
Yeah.
Cornholing is just sacks of corn, and you throw. You can get them online.
Yep.
Sure.
$48 will get you a good starter kit.
Is that what you was paying?
Yeah, bucks. Yeah.
$40.
So those are just some. Also, everyone's going to just. That's it. That's all I've got.
Radio X.
So there's something I forgot to tell you about when I was in Amsterdam. Mm. A friend of mine played a particularly wicked joke on me, comedian Sean Locke.
Oh, yeah? What did he do?
Well, I was out there with a lady I was trying to impress.
Yeah. Mm.
Sure.
Doesn't suffer fools gladly.
Sure.
So I was just for New Year's. It's quite a romantic break. Yeah, I don't often speak of these things. You know, like a man's private life should be exactly
you're a
that.
Discreet man.
Yeah. What I get up to in my own time is my own bloody business.
Exactly.
Anyway, the point is, so I've been to the Rijksmuseum, which is my favourite gallery and museum in Europe. I think it's really nice. I prefer it over the Louvre. I love Dutch stuff, particularly Vermeer.
Yeah.
Who I see as the genius.
He's amazing.
The genius. He can just put it. He can put a landscape in a loaf of bread, the guy, you know? Anyway, so I went there and I was thinking, what should I go for the second day? And I've done the Van Gogh Museum, and there's a nice Banksy thing on, but it's a bit small and limited, so I'm looking for something impressive. So I speak to Sean, who's been to Amsterdam a few weeks before, and he goes,
yeah.
Oh, mate, you've got to take her to the Science Museum.
The Science Museum?
The Nemo Science Museum. You've got to go there. It's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
And I turn up there. It's just a children's museum.
Oh.
It's essentially just kids running around pressing buttons.
Right.
And I'm standing there.
He's done you like a kipper.
And I've really billed it. To Vanessa, I've said no, honestly, this is... I said, no, apparently it's unbelievable. It says best science museum. He says it's the best science museum in Europe. I forgot he went with his four-year-old
sure.
and a six-year-old. So I'm standing there. Trying to impress someone.
Was there a ball pit?
No, we're just being... Not, it was like being in a ball pit. At the Latchmere
ball area. Pit.
No, like in sort of Surrey. services. Guildford Leisure Centre.
Not the best venue for having a lovely afternoon with a lady
no,
friend.
No, Gav, it was awful. There was just sort of just kids just running around, just pushing, just going for buttons, just running around, just hammering buttons.
That actually sounds brilliant
and
to
there
me.
Was just, no, it's not. It's not.
I like pushing the buttons.
No, you wouldn't have liked it. You wouldn't have liked... I mean, if you got young kids, yes, it is.
Yeah.
If you got a 6 and 7, 8 year old, or maybe up to 12, then I'd say
it's
the best place in Europe. For a day, I'd say there is not a worse place in Europe, or maybe the world, you could have a date.
How long did you last then?
Yeah, did you turn around and leave, or...?
No, it was hard to get out. Because I kept going up levels, thinking there must be a proper science museum. So I went to Technologia.
Right.
And then I went to, I don't know,
different
Fantasia parts. and then Animalia or whatever these things are called. I had these weird things. But to get round it, you've got a queue because it's done certain things like measures your walk. And then it's got these weird contraptions that like collect solar power. And then suddenly a kid started firing air at me.
What?
Well, the kid opened up with a load of air, like a massive blow dryer, just going, like this. But was I wrong to hit him? I'm kidding.
Radio. X.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
His 2020 vision.
Yesterday we did trends and hobbies. Today, showbiz. Here's my prediction. Harry and Meghan.
Yeah.
I'm not saying too much, but let's just say there might be a return of Greece to the West End.
Oh!
It's...
God, that would be so funny.
So funny.
Oh, man, I'd
I
love it.
That.
I'd love it if
they actually went through it.
No, this is
going to
be
it.
Greece on ice.
Wow.
Harry
I think they're
going to
do a remake of An Officer and a Gentleman.
Right, sure.
Meghan will be working in the fish factory or whatever.
Yeah.
And Kate will be shouting, "Way to go, Meghan!" And it'll be great.
I love that.
Other showbiz predictions? None, really. I tell you what I think is going to happen. Throughout the year, shows on ITV and BBC, shows that have already been successful in the past will carry on at exactly the same time of year, but get just each year progressively worse without anyone seemingly noticing that the gimmick's worn off 15 years ago. It's just putting it out there.
Yeah.
And everyone will say, what are we actually paying? What are people being paid for ITV and the BBC when they're just trotting out the same old every year?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
What's happened to the new stuff? Do you know what the newest show on the BBC is? I say it's because I've been looking at this in the papers today.
What is it Antiques Roadshow?
Is there no time for this? Okay, fair enough.
Aww,
no.
I don't know.
The newest regular show on the BBC, would you believe, is... Casualty.
No!
That's technically their newest show. I might have got that
terrifying
wrong.
Actually.
I think I've got that wrong.
His 2020 vision.
Radio X.
That was our podcast. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button now and you'll get the 4 till 7 thing downloaded straight to your device as soon as it drops on a Friday. And keep those reviews coming in on iTunes. We appreciate those. Really nice. And that's it's a lovely way to pay us back for this free entertainment. If you want to get in touch, email johnny@radiox.co. What? Oh, dot UK. Sorry.
Radio. O X.